it's hard and it gets messed up when you give so much, but it's not enough. When the high's too high and the low's too low, when you love someone and they let you go.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, joined by Boris, my awesome other half.
Oh, hi. That's me. I don't know how awesome I am, but I'm the other half.
Back well, I'll let them know how awesome you are in a second.
Yes. Wow.
But first, give me a second.
Give you a second.
Our show is available live on your radio, also on your app, The Cure, or on any smartphone, actually, or our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting today from Miami via satellite, and later it will be a podcast. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that they're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in the field and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is vital, and comfort is needed. I believe we all suffer, or have suffered from something, or will suffer from something, and we hope to be a source of healing to each other. My healing came from God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be very challenging, but I always know there's always someone who cares. And I hope everybody had a great, special Valentine's Day. In our 20th year of marriage, with kids and all, I don't expect much for Valentine's. I don't expect maybe a card or something like that. Well, this Valentine's, he surprises me with a mariachi band singing Mexican outside my window.
Yeah, I couldn't invite him inside.
At 10 o'clock at night. It was super cute. That's awesome. That's better than a diamond.
Wow. Chippa, too.
Oh, we then invited them to the back porch. But the song that was played earlier was Don't Let It Break Your Heart by Louis Tomlinson. We get to pick some songs, and guys, this is my take. There will be dark times. And tough, especially when it comes to a broken heart. God said times will be trying. Don't let it kill you, even if it hurts like hell. Whatever it is that's tearing you apart. For God promised us there'd be trials, but only once that we can overcome. And healing does take time. I know I couldn't do it alone. At least I needed God, because He promised to be with us forever. And He also promises everything will pass. We are very excited today to have Maria Romano with us. She is the Minister of Love. I didn't know there was. Thank you for being with us. We thought she's a great guest today around Valentine's Day. Maria Romano is the founder of True Love Knots, a program she created specially to help those looking for love later in life. An ordained minister and a professional speaker, she has performed over 3,000 marriages. More importantly, she knows how difficult starting over can be from her deeply personal experience. After being married to the love of her life for 33 years, her husband passed away, and she suddenly went from the perfect plus one to just one. Life changed forever for Maria, and she was left to pick up the pieces of her life. She saw how the world caters to the young, while the message of ageism causes so many not to realize that their best days are ahead. She personally experienced the journey of being happily married to being widowed and suddenly single. And did its ups and downs. She had to wrestle with the difficult decision to put herself out there again and quickly realize how dating today has changed. It was then she realized the importance of helping others going through similar experiences. And True Love Knots was then born. As a featured speaker, Maria shares her story to inspire those later in life to make the most of their wisdom and experience while looking for the right partner. Maria, thank you for being with us, and welcome to the Cure Radio Show.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing? And Boris, too. How's everything there in Miami?
Amazing. Amazing. I just, every day, I used to live in Virginia where it was very cold. I used to live in Bulgaria where it was very cold. And no, thank you. I'm so glad to be back in Miami.
God bless you both. Well, I have to tell you, when I heard your story about Boris sending you the mariachi bands, it brought back that one year my husband spent over a barbershop quartet. And, you know, isn't that kind of neat when somebody comes and sings and serenades you?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Even more neat was the look on my daughter's face and how she was reacting to it, since she thought it was for her. It was great. That was better than the mariachi band. But it was awesome. It really was.
Anyway, I met you both in Las Vegas. I don't know if you remember.
Oh.
Wow. What a small world. Now we do.
Yep. So, yes, I did. Anyway, so thrilled to be on your show, and I was so impressed with your story, Amy, and your perseverance, and then also equally as impressed with your husband, too, because we always need a strong person in our lives sometimes to hold us, just like God, but we need that physical.
Yes. Yes, because God can't be physically here for us, right?
Yes, exactly.
And we're not an island.
How true.
Maria, it's so nice to have someone like you, because the world needs love. And, you know, it really starts with us. So please, Maria, tell us what you know and how you came to be a minister. What's your story?
Well, actually, what happened was about 11 years ago, I attended a wedding ceremony here in Las Vegas. We had just sold our rental car company, and I went to this wedding, and there was this woman that was performing the ceremony. And I said, you know, I can do this. And so what I did was, is I started researching, and I applied for my license as a minister in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas is very regulated. We're known as the wedding capital of the world. They want to make sure that we have ministers that follow guidelines. Then I just
and what kind of guidelines do you mean by these regulations?
Well, regulations is you must be licensed, you must be affiliated with some sort of a church or religious organization, and also they do a background check on you as well, and make sure you don't, you know, that you're not an ex-felon or that you don't owe child support.
Oh, so normal stuff.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but that's what they require. Went through all that, and I affiliated myself with Rose Ministries, a non-denominational ministry. And I applied, and then I just started watching, various ministers. And I put my own spin on it, because everybody, you know, has their own way of how they deliver their ceremonies. And I probably take it from a different perspective, because, you know, love is love. And it's more... You know, we think of the commitment as, you know, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, and better or worse. And really, today's world has changed. And sometimes we, you know, when things get tough in relationships, Amy, the tough don't always stay. They get, you know, they leave. And going back to really the fundamental and the foundation of marriage. But I was really fortunate. I pounded the pavement. I've been doing this for about 10 years. I probably performed close to 3,000 weddings over the last 10 years, And, you know, listen, when you're around love, right? I mean, it's happy. It's very happy. It's a great feeling.
It's always happy. There's nothing better than love. I mean, even when I want to feel sorry for myself, I think of the person that I love, and I think of how I can make that person happy, or how can I do something that's pleasing to God because of my love for God. And so, yeah, love is what drives me. I don't know. It's always been, and I love people, so it's in my nature. In fact, I think it's in most people's nature. That's why we're made in the image of Christ.
It's so true.
Because so that's true. Why we're made in the image of Christ. We're all capable of it. Just some of us got, I think, a little lost along the way. I know what that's like.
Sure. Oh, yes. I heard your story. Oh, my gosh.
It must have not been easy for you after being married for 33 years, happily married, to have lost your husband, for him to have passed away. That must have been very difficult for you. How were you able to overcome that?
Well,
and,
you know,
and
have
even
you ever
trust
lost
yourself
anybody?
Again to
well,
love.
You know, have you ever lost anybody in your life that you loved? Maybe not, you know, of course, you know, you have Boris in your life, but anybody that you can relate to that you lost was really like your rock.
Yes, it's always your rock. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure. We will continue talking about love.
Please call us if you'd like to ask an advice about dating. Call us 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH. We'd love to hear from you.
We will be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
Caught my heart about 1-2 times. Don't need to question the reason. I'm yours. I'm yours.
Hey.
I know the earth will lose a fight just to see a smile. Cause you got no flaws. No flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours. All yours. So what a man gotta do? What a man gotta do? To be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta say? What a man gotta pray? To be last good night and your first good day.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again, and welcome to The Cure. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Amy Cabo. Today we have the Minister of Love with a message to continue believing in love despite all things.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through your radio, through the Cure app under Amy Cabo. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo. Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure on any podcast and please subscribe.
That was What a Man Gotta Do by Jonas Brothers. I can only imagine God saying that. There is no question. There's no need to question his love, loyalty, devotion, and adoration he has for us. He would move the earth, and who knows what else, to see us happy. He sees no flaws and understands we are human as long as our hearts are in the right place and we are always trying. And God is so polite. He waits for us to invite him in our lives, not just in time of needs, but always. He wants us. He wants to be all ours, for us to really put our trust in him. How many times has everything turned out all right, yet we still worry or stress? How many different ways does he have to show up when needed to know that everything will always be okay? Maria, I did see your picture now on the computer. I thought you were going to come in for the podcast, but I remember you, Maria. I remember you now that I see you.
I was sitting right up front. I was just, I was just captured by what you're about your story.
I remember looking.
Even more, and I remembered I was more enamored too that your husband was just, you know, he was your rock. That's what you were asking. He is definitely your rock.
Definitely. You know, God knows perfectly what it is we need, and he really knows that I needed him. And probably he needed me.
There you
Let's
are.
Face it.
It's
I have some two-way things, too.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. But, Maria, that's so cool. I didn't even know you were a love minister. But you have a program.
Go ahead. Yes. And, I have to tell you that, you know, when you were asking me before we came to break about, you know, like losing, you know, my husband, and he was my rock, and that's why I was asking you, you know, have you ever lost anybody really close to you?
Oh, that's right.
You know, was your biggest cheerleader, your mentor, you know, your best friend. And it's difficult to watch, you know, your husband, he passed away. My husband actually had a heart transplant 15 years prior to his death. So Amy and Barth, we were really on a borrowed time. I always say that. And that gave me a different perspective on our relationship. Because you know that you're on borrowed time when you are an organ recipient, especially a heart. You just never know. And that's what I tell my clients, you know, when they go out and they meet somebody or if they're in a relationship. You know, you need to make sure that you're treating it special and not putting it aside and always assume. Because you don't know when it's going to be time for God to call us.
You don't know. That's why you should just appreciate everyone and everything that you've been blessed with. If you have animals, groom them, take care of them, be nice to them, be sweet to them. If you have a home and you have things that shine, clean them until they shine. If you have children, spend time with them. If you realize that the sky is beautiful outside and it's so nice when it rains or it's so nice when it's a sunny, breezy day, go out and enjoy it. If you enjoy people, go out and spend time with them. It's this world can be so delicate. It's just, I think we just have to make the best out of it. Give it our best, the best that we've got.
That is so true. And, you know, after Frank passed away, and he's been gone 7 years, you know, picking up the pieces, you realize you went from being a plus one, as you said, to just one. And I went from being, you know, a Mrs. back to a Miss. And you just have to sit down and think, okay, you know what, I'm still young enough. And there are lots of people that even no matter what their age is, they want to find love again. And gosh, did you know there's 7 billion people on the planet? And when somebody says to me, well, I don't know if I can ever find anybody, there's 7 billion people. I'm sure you can find someone.
Yeah.
So your program is called Going From Just One to the Perfect Plus One.
Well, you actually have a program for that?
Super cool.
She's
got a coach.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. it's going from just one to a plus one. Yes, you're right. And what I realized getting back into the dating world today, because, you know, when I dated and, you know, when you dated, right, years ago, we didn't have all these dating apps and all these different platforms. So it's a little daunting and you get a little bit afraid, like, gosh, what do I do? How do I meet people?
Even just stepping back into the dating world, I cannot imagine dating again.
Right, because you know what? You're used to your partner that you had. It's like having a pair of shoes that you've broken in, right? You know, you've worn them. You're there. You know each other. So now you get out in the dating world, right? You got to learn how to have conversation with somebody. And then holding someone's hands that's different and kissing them and dying, even thinking of intimacy is like, oh, my God, you know. It's different. And we're a little older. I mean, it's, you know, life changes and the body changes as well, but the mind is still there. So I, getting back in the dating world, I realized that there are many people just like me that just don't know which way to turn. And my program I developed really starts with yourself, like, you know, thinking about who you are and then learning how to love who you are and really rock yourself, because that's what you need before you get out in the dating world, before you decide to go, let's say, have you know, plastic surgery from head to toe and lose so much weight, you really got to work on the inner self. And you got to be happy and love yourself, which is like what you talk about as well, both of you, with your show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear heels anymore or makeup. And Bobby sometimes still loves me.
Yeah, of course I do. And by the way, I just saw something interesting here. If our listeners want to subscribe to this program, you can use a special discount code LOVEYOURSELF20, right? And they get 20% off. That's amazing.
Yes, and yes, that's right. And today, right, what I have is I put together what I call Finding Your True North, which is just like a little short program of what I teach. And basically, if somebody is looking to get back in the dating world, or maybe they've been in the dating world for a little while and they just don't seem to have found anybody, I talk to them about, you know, what they want, what type of partner they'd like, and then I review their profile if they have a profile online, and maybe give them a couple of tips as to, you know, which websites might work for them, and then also helping them with some, you know, meet and greet questions and also red flags, because that's where the dating world is a little different today, is you do have to watch out. You never give anybody money. And just, you know, you want to make sure the person isn't in a relationship and just looking to meet somebody. And that happens, unfortunately, as well. So it's a matter of being aware of all that. And just,
right. Picking up on cues on who's for real or who's just playing around, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. But
preventative
I also
measures.
No, you're right. And I also tell and share with clients is don't just rely on the dating apps, because that's great. That's just another avenue. But getting out there, you need to, if you're involved, like when you're church groups, different organizations, volunteer, or there's a different meetup sites.
Right, exactly. There's always someone out there, but you need to make yourself available. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure, live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Please check out our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo.
Please also call in if you'd like to ask a question about dating, the expert of the dating stuff, Maria. Call us, 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome to The Cure with Amy Cabo and Boris. Listen to us live at 1 p.m. on your radio every Saturday. That's 1 Eastern. Or the website, amyspurpose.com.
All shows are available also as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo.
That was Hey Soul Sister by Train. I love that song. It's such a happy song. And I love happy songs. We all have that soul sister or brother. The kind of person you feel you have known all your life. Someone who brightens up your day. It's that wonderful blessing when we get to share many years with those who love us unconditionally, just as God does. We're talking to Maria Romano, the love minister, about dating and love a little later in life. There's still a long life to live. Maria.
Yeah.
So we were talking about dating apps, and I know that it's kind of crazy, and dating apps kind of have their own little reputation that's not really good. And I know that when it comes, at least what it's been my experience, people of faith, they just don't think it's a good idea to be going on dating apps and don't have much faith in them. What kind of advice could you give to those people? That there's hope even in dating apps.
When I started ministering and performing weddings 10 years ago, and the first question I was asked couples is, how did you meet? And in the beginning, people would look down at their feet and say, well, don't tell anybody we met on a dating app. Now, that, right? Think of it. It's true.
Well, that used to be the bar, right? It used to be the bar. Now it's a dating app.
Now it's right. Nowadays, is very rarely do you hear somebody met at a bar or a party. I'm not saying you don't.
That was me and Bobby. Yeah. We met at a bar. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Right, but what's great about dating apps is it really opens up your world. And today there are a lot. I would right now statistics are 3 out of every 5 people will meet on a dating app, and usually that will result in marriage about 25-30%. So that's a pretty high statistic considering there are over 30 or 35 million users of dating apps, I believe, in this country right now and climbing. So, and there's about 28 different dating apps. And you have to find the dating app that actually really works for you. And I always recommend finding a dating app that asks a lot of questions about you and about what you want in a partner, because then they try to match you up with somebody that is similar or has similar interests, or let's say your faith is what's very important to you, and that's something that, you know, you'll put down in your when you answer questions, and also when you answer questions about what you're looking for in a mate. So there's certain things. That's why I always say the free apps are great, but they really don't take the time to ask the questions that you need. And that's the key thing, is that's what dating apps do, is they filter out people so that at least you can meet somebody that's more or less going on the same path as you.
Without having to ask all those uncomfortable questions at a bar. And the other good thing is that you don't have to drink. I mean, you're not necessarily drinking when you're on the computer, on the dating app. You save on gas. It's not so bad.
Well, I share with my clients, and I learned to never answer somebody while you're having that glass of wine and you're on a dating app. You can get into trouble. It's like shopping.
That is so funny.
Yeah, but anyway, no, but you're right. As you just, there are still questions you need to ask when you meet somebody. But you're right, at a bar, more than likely you don't know. You don't even know if the person's in a relationship at a bar as well. And I'm not saying that that can't be the same thing on a dating app, but more than likely most people that are on dating apps and do show their pictures, they are people that are single and out of relationships, you know, widower, divorced, whatever the situation is.
And you could probably gear someone towards a dating app that's more that's going to fit them better, that, you know, more towards what they're looking for, the kind of values that they're looking for in people, the kind of experiences they want to have. I don't know anything about it. I've never been on a dating app. I'm just... Yeah.
You know, and I was resisted, Amy, for the longest time until my friend said to me, because I said, I don't know if I want to go on a dating app. I'm afraid, you know, somebody, you know, could wind up being raped or murder me or whatever, because you do hear those small stories that do occur. And my girlfriend said to me, she said, well, she said, Maria, if you were approached by somebody that was looking for a position, you know, in a profession, what would you tell them to do? I said, well, I'd tell them put their resume together and put their resume out online. She says, well, the same thing occurs, too, with dating as well. So people shouldn't be afraid to put their profile out online and pictures, that because it is the way of the world. But it's just one avenue, and that's what's important. You just don't want to wait to just meet somebody online. You want to get yourself out there as well.
Right. Nice. I was reading on your website. What do you mean by be yourself? Like, maybe expand a little bit?
Well, yes, be yourself is really the basis of my actual workshop, where when people come to me and they have been wearing different hats for many years. So let's say, for example, I was wearing the hat before, you know, my husband passed away. I was his caregiver. I was a mom. I was a wife. I worked in the rent-a-car business. And now I was at a time in my life where I don't have to wear those hats anymore. I can focus on myself. And that's what I have clients do. You focus on, okay, so now your children are out of the house. You're not taking care. You don't have that significant other in your life. And you might be even transitioning from one career and doing something that you love. So now's the time that you can really work on who you are and what you want and what type of moral values you have and what moral values you want in a partner and how you are emotionally and spiritually. And there are steps that I give you. I talk a little bit about getting rid of residuals from your past relationships, because we are all a product of what happened to us in the past.
That must be the love yourself part.
Well, that's right. Well, when you get rid of, right, the love yourself, I love that. It's one of my favorites, Amy. Yeah. And what you do is that when you get rid of those residuals from the past and try not to repeat the same pattern of what you're looking for, then you can move forward and you can work on loving yourself. And loving yourself, you know, you have to take a little bit of time. We're so busy thinking about the physical in this world. I mean, right? Think about it. We see these pictures posted all over Instagram and Facebook, right? Everybody looks fabulous, don't they?
Well, you can't look fabulous forever, so might as well look beautiful on the inside.
Right, but you want somebody to love you. You want someone to love you for you when you shed that makeup, right? At the
yes.
end of the day. Exactly. And what I do is I tell clients to really focus on the qualities that you have that really enhance you. And not just the physical qualities, but I also focus on your, just if you have the ability to make people laugh, maybe, or if you have the ability that people just love coming over to you and just sharing what's going on in their life, or you're just a good, you know, and you give them good advice. So we work on those beautiful inner qualities that you have and really work on enhancing them. And and really just telling yourself, you know, you need to love yourself. Just like God loves you, you need to remind yourself and not just rely on other people telling you. You really have to work on that inner part.
And so you say, be yourself, love yourself, and rock yourself.
Oh, yes. Rock yourself ties everything all in. And the best example I can give you of rock yourself is if you've seen the movie I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer. And Amy Schumer, she is playing the part of a woman in her late 30s. She's overweight. She's overlooked for a promotion. And she decides she's going to take a new leaf on life. So she goes to the gym. She takes a cycle class. She falls off the bike, hits her head, and she wakes up in the hospital. She had a concussion.
Wow.
But when she wakes up, when she looks in the mirror, she thinks she's a supermodel. And what happens is because she's seeing herself differently, she actually presents herself differently. Her whole aura changes, her whole attitude. And she winds up meets the love of her life. She gets the promotion she wants, and she never lost a pound. Never a pound.
And she bet, right. And I bet she ends up feeling great.
That's what it is. So when you really learn to...
That's awesome. You were definitely... Hold on to that thought. We'll be back from this break. When we continue, we'll talk with Maria Romano about the secrets of successful dating a little later in life. We would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, please call us 866-TRUTH.
Days will come when you don't have the strength. When all you hear is you're not worth anything. Wondering if you ever could be loved. And if they truly saw your heart, they'd see too much. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You are made for so much more than all of this. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
treasured, you are sacred, you are His, you're beautiful.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Thanks for being with us. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure, live every Saturday at 1 p.m. or on the app, The Cure, on social media, or look for GodIsTheCure.com.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabo, Amy spelled with an I and a double E, on any podcast channel.
That was beautiful, by Mercy Me. Okay. I believe God does play this song for us, and He must have inspired those words because it's exactly how He sees us and how He wants us to see each other. We are treasured, we are sacred, and we are free, for God made us for so much more than anything, any of this. God sees our heart, and He sees beautiful. We are talking to Maria Romano about how to deal with challenges of dating later in life. Maria, the last thing that we talked about was rock yourself. I didn't get that answer. I want to hear that one.
On rocking yourself, you need to, really, when you step into your own skin, you really need to love yourself from roots to boots. And that's why the be yourself, the love yourself, all ties into rocking yourself. Because when you get out into the dating world, you know, you're going to get your behind kicked a little bit because there's a little bit of negativity. You're going to get, some rejection out there. And just like as if you were going out looking for a position, right, in your profession, not everybody's going to hire you. The same thing's going to occur as well when you get into the dating world, too. And it's important that you're able to really love who you are inside and out, but not just love, act it. Just like the movie, like I was sharing with you before about Amy Schumer, when you change your perspective and you really have a lot of confidence in you, you know, confidence is sexy. And I'll never forget the late Maya Angelou said, that whenever you walk into a situation where you feel a little unsure, take your tribe with you. So what I have done is I tell clients to take your love tribe with you whenever you're walking into a situation where you feel unsure. And that love tribe can consist of people that are here or no longer here, and just visualizing them with you. So you might have somebody in your life that could have been a parent that was, you know, your biggest cheerleader. It could have been a friend or an aunt or uncle, or they can still be alive. And just visualize them walking in with you, having your posse with you all the time, so that when you walk into a situation, you are confident. And when you are confident, that creates just a charisma about you. And people are going to want to know what you're doing. They're going to want to know what you're drinking when you just send off that message.
Wow. That's a great message, and it's true. It's about how you feel, because when it comes to dating, I'm sure it can be a little bit more challenging when you have to start over. And you know, a lot of the people in the dating world are younger. People our age are already married. Yeah, I think part of it is just loving yourself, is learning to be happy with yourself and accept yourself. I mean, the way that I'm happy with myself, I know what's expected of me. And I do what's expected of me. But I want to do more than that. I want to do that little extra. So the way that I see it, if you want to find the right person, if you want to find the right relationship, become that person that you want to be with. And act it out. I mean, don't cut yourself short. I don't believe in I can't, but I'll try. Don't ever tell me I can't unless you've tried. I couldn't is a little better. But, you know, you have to give it your all. And if you give it your all, you do get that from someone else. You do get it in return. I mean, that's why God said treat others the way you would like to be treated. It's a very wise thing, because exactly what you put out is what you're going to receive. And if you're going to be that awesome person, that awesome person is what you're going to get.
That is, you know, you're so right. You're so right. And Amy, you hit the nail right on the head. Is as you're getting out there, as you said, we're a little older. So yes, we don't look the same. But we have a lot to offer. Because of the maturity level that we're at a certain age, we understand what life is about. We know what it's like to give and take. And we know who we are. And you're right. When you start visualizing the type of person you want, and you put forth the effort, and that's what it takes. When you put forth 100% effort into anything you do, whether it's dating or whatever in life, you're going to get a great return. You know, yes. The Roman philosopher Seneca said, opportunity meets preparation. And I say, preparation meets opportunity. So when you mentally prepare and you pray and you know, that's when your prayers are going to be answered. And you're right, people are searching. Don't settle. Don't settle just because you're older and you think, hey, all the good ones are taken. They're not taken. You're not taken. That's what I tell people. So don't ever settle, because you can exactly. find another great love of your life again, whether you're divorced or widowed or widower. Absolutely. I do believe, but again, it's a mindset. You have to have that mindset that you can and you will.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing than experience. I don't think I would be where I am today, you know, where I am spiritually, where I am with myself and in my life. I don't think I would have been there 10, 20 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. Sometimes there's just the right timing, and there's nothing like experience. And you're right. I mean, I was a single mother for 8 years before I finally decided I'm willing to marry.
And you know what? You wait, like you said, sometimes we don't know the answer. We don't know God's plan. And sometimes we go through a lot of pain. But there's a reason for it. And that gets us to the platform of where we need to be today. You know, a couple of years ago, I married a couple on Valentine's Day. I'll never forget this. I see this all the time in my mind, this couple. She was a cougar. She was 92 years old, Amy. And wow. He was 87. And wow. She came down the aisle in a scooter. He was in a walker. They met at an assisted living, and they couldn't keep their hands off of each other. Oh my God. Oh. I mean, I just so love has no age limit.
Wow, I love it.
Right? Love sees no color. Love sees no gender. Love sees no right, no race, no religion. When you love, and that's what's wonderful. So, listen, if it can happen for them, it can happen for everybody.
Yeah,
but you know what? The most amazing love there is, it's God's love, because you can be that person that has no cheerleader, that has no hero, that doesn't even feel good enough to get out there and look for one. But you know what? There's God. There's that love.
He's always there.
There's that love. And you know what? He's always there. He never gives up. And even when you've lost love for yourself, God will show you how to get there again. I mean, I know someone who's suffering. She just recently got divorced, and I know it can be a very difficult time. I know how I took it when the person I loved, we were breaking up. And sometimes it seems like the world is ending. And she's here alone. And being alone is very scary. I know that. But when I discovered that I did not need love from someone else or anything like that, I did not need to prove anything to anybody. I just needed to feel loved by God. And how would I feel loved by God? By doing things that are pleasing to Him, and things that are peacemaking, and things that put me at peace with myself. Maria,
it's interesting.
Sure, go ahead.
You're right, because I agree with you. There were times in my life where I didn't feel loved. You know, my family and friends were going home to their significant others. and you're you wake up in the morning and you're by yourself, or you're laying down your pillow at night and you miss somebody. But you know what? You're right. And I did. I've always been a believer in God, and I kept my faith. And at night I would pray, and I knew that there was a journey. And even though you feel alone, then I knew I was never alone, because God was always there to love me. And even in a situation with your friend that's going through a divorce, it's a tough time, and you have to sometimes go through those low points. But you know what? Hitting rock bottom is a platform to grow. And I know it's hard to recognize that at the time, but every time you hit rock bottom, it's always a platform to grow.
And then jump higher, much higher.
But we've definitely as high as you can. We're done, guys. This is the end of the show. I'm sorry, just a few minutes left. Thank you, Maria, for being with us. And you know, everything you've discussed has been so helpful. It's so needed.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
For more information on Maria, can be found on TrueLoveKnots.com.
And use this code, LoveYourself20, and you get a 20% off of her beautiful program.
And we're always grateful to our producer, Danny, who's with us today, making this show sound beautiful. And Robbie, who makes it all possible with his constant guidance. Let us pray. The season of love is upon us. The heart reawakens from the darkness of winter. Our bodies are getting ready for love. I reclaim my birthright and take a stand for your own self-worth and innate ability to love and live in the embrace of love. We have had trouble with love in the past. We have been disappointed. Our hearts have been hurt, but we choose to heal this now. We choose love, and we make a new choice to reclaim the innocence of the heart and reconnect to the soulful love. Amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, available on Apple and Android, or our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
Next week, it's Veronica Sommer, a life coach. Thank you to all our listeners. And until next week, much love.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.